everybody. Good morning. Good morning here, anyways. I don't know when you're gonna listen to this, but it'll be morning. So, yesterday. So I was at work for 16 hours yesterday, so all this is probably just going to be work. So, yeah. Went to work and moved some equipment in the morning. Hauled it down to, come back and hooked up some different trailers and hauled some dirt. And then, I did that for three loads and then went back and hooked up a transport trailer. Went back out and picked up some more equipment. Picked up a little skid steer and a roller and then delivered that, and then went to pick up a paver and a roller. They were still using the paver and the roller. Well, the one roller they weren't using, so I was going to take it. This guy's jacket was on it, so I was just like, well, I'm going to set this jacket over here on this barrel and take the roller, because I don't know how to sit out here all night waiting for these guys. And so they come over and threw a big old fit, so they had to winterize it because it's getting cold, you know, it's getting under 30 each night. So I did that, and then I loaded it up and loaded the paver up, chained everything down, and I turned on the beacon light on the roller to try to get some lights back there, because you're not supposed to haul these wide loads at night without lights on the sides of the loads. But I don't have lights for the sides of the loads because my company won't give me some like I'm supposed to have. So I put started the roller up and turned the beacon light on, but the lens was gone on the top of it, and it's like a lens that screws over the top of the bulb. I looked at the other roller and it had the lens, so I was gonna go swap out the lens, go take the lens off the other roller, but I went over there and tried to unscrew and I couldn't get it unscrewed. So that stayed there. Meanwhile, there was a guy pulled up and started talking to me. He's like, hey, do you do this all night? I'm like, yeah, not really, but yeah, sure. You know, because I'm not going to try to explain to him that I've been out since 5:30 in the morning. And it was already 7 o'clock at night, so try to tell him that, but he starts talking about this job. I guess he's over that job that we were paving. We were just like third party pavers and come in to finish it up for him. And he was saying next year we're gonna go back and mill it up and repave it. Do an overlay over the top. But yeah, so that works out just fine. But he was saying that he had to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and get a semi truck with a low boy on and head down to Arizona. And I was just like, wow, you're over this job and you're doing that too? Holy crap. That's pretty crazy. So, hang on. What else? Went over and I was thinking about getting some Christmas lights for the size of the pavers, because they have 110 volt, I think it's 110 volt plugs on the paver, then you can just run a strand of Christmas lights down the side and that's probably suffice. You know, you have to have orange on the front and the side, and then on the back you have to have red, and it's like, well, get red Christmas lights and orange Christmas lights. So I was looking up those last night, trying to find if I could find some that were cheap. I didn't find any I liked. They had some that were cheap, but they were pumpkins. They were like bigger, and I don't want them to bang around on the side of the paver and break, and I don't want them to be too clunky to put away in the truck. So yeah, gotta find a better solution for that. So I got home about 10:15 last night. Stopped at McDonald's and got something to eat on the way. I hate eating that late at night, but there's no cheap restaurants where I was delivering to. There was a nice barbecue place, but I can't afford that. I can just afford a, you know, McDonald's dollar menu, keep on budget, you know, so that's what I got, like $3 worth of food and that's it. So that's what I did last night. I'm trying to think about yesterday. So we have these green road systems in our trucks, and they're kind of annoying. If you step on the brakes, just try and stop for a stoplight, you get dinged. You get like, they have a green light, a red light, and a yellow light. And depending on how fast you stopped or starts or go around a turn, those lights will come on. Well, mine's like crazy sensitive, I swear. And they don't have them in everybody's trucks. So, you know, I'm not the worst driver. I know there's worse drivers out there, but they don't have green roads in those trucks. And I don't think that's fair. I don't think that's right. Frustrating. They need to pull the green road system out, or recalibrate it or something, or put them all in everybody's trucks, because, I mean, there for a long time, they had to remind people to key in to their green roads, so everything they did would count. But now, they don't say anything, and then if you get like a red light on your green road, which is like hard braking or turning or acceleration, then they'll call you up on the company radio, and the company radio goes over to the whole company, and they'll single you out on the company radio, ask you why you got a red light on your green road, and they've even got cameras so they can see what's going on. Things they gotta stop for a yellow light, you know, trying to be safe, trying not to run red, the yellow light. It's just kind of frustrating. It's a faulty system, because if you hit bumps, it just has an accelerometer in there, is all it is. So if you hit a bump, the accelerometer goes off, and then it tags you on the green road, tags you, gives you bad points on your score. So they don't grade any of their pits or anything. So you go into a pit to dump a load, and it's rough as heck. You know, it's like, that's gone on my score. Thanks a lot, you know. And of course, they'll call you up and ask you why you got a red light, and you'll say, well, I need to grade the pit, so, you know. Because it's kind of ridiculous. So that's kind of frustrating. I went, on Sunday, I made some cookies. And I gave them to one of my coworkers that I like, and he's a pretty nice guy. He's usually buying me stuff, bringing me burritos and stuff. He seems pretty nice. But, I made some cookies and I brought him some. I didn't grab me some today. I didn't even think about that. Anyways, I'm just now realizing it. Anyways. So. He was glad to get that. The other drivers, and they were asking where's their cookies, and I was like, well, I don't know, I really like y'all that much. You know. But yeah, so and I put the cookies in that guy's truck because he started later than I did. The other guy complained it started like 4 o'clock in the morning. So I'm not gonna get up and put cookies in his truck at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I had to start at like 6, so no way I'm gonna get up just to give him cookies. But yeah. So, I mean, they're both nice, okay, but I don't know. I've had problems with one of them. He'll like be loading out of a pit, and this pit I've had problems with, and loader operator's kind of not the greatest loader operator. He doesn't know how to scale out the trucks. I guess that's okay, but and the guy behind me, if I, you know, I have to go back around and get a little more or drop some off or whatever, and he'll just pass me, he'll just go around. And I thought he was my friend, you know, I thought he'd just wait for me, but no, it's all about round trip times for him, I guess. It's like, well, you're not very kind. I don't know, we used to wait for each other back in the day, we used to care for each other, you know. But that guy will just get right onto your butt, and as soon as he can't pass you, he'll pass you. It's like, thanks for running with me, you know? I wouldn't mind running with you, but you don't want to run with me, you just want to pass me, so. Whatever. Long pauses, I just try to think of what I was gonna say. Maybe talk about those paving guys yesterday. The superintendent is what they call him. He's like the foreman over the area, but pick on the superintendent, but if you show up to an area and you're looking for the equipment, you know, and you drive by him, even if you're walking, you're not walking trying to look for the equipment, you know, he'll just drive by and keep going, you know. He's not going to stop and tell you where the equipment is, where he put it. You know, he just used it, but he's not going to tell you where he put it. This is that guy that last night threw a big old fit because I was going to take his roller. I know his little buddy that was the roller operator, he's like, "Where'd you put my jacket?" And I'm like, "On that barrel." And he's like, "What barrel? There's 100 barrels." And I was like, "Well, that barrel that you had it parked next to, that's where I put it, right there." So he was getting all mad at me. I'm like, "Whatever, dude." Then I noticed they're using regular antifreeze to put in their rollers, and normally we'd use RV antifreeze because it's like a couple bucks, you know. Regular antifreeze is like, you know, $5 a gallon. But whatever. I think they're getting it from our yard. They're going over there and getting our regular antifreeze because I seen a guy last night over there, and I don't really like that because then we don't have antifreeze for our trucks. If our trucks need antifreeze, we're not gonna be able to get it. Which is quite frustrating. So, it's like, what do you do? That's where all our antifreeze is going. It's not going in our trucks. It's going in their little bottles so they can put it in their rollers, because their rollers have water tanks on them that... That's why they're called steamrollers, because they spray the drum. And when that drum rolls around and hits the hot asphalt, it makes steam. So, and that water is just to keep it so the asphalt doesn't stick to it. Doesn't stick to the drum. That's all the water's for. Ooh, yeah. Can't stop yawning. Anyways, what else was I gonna say?
Time so I can get more hours, and it's like, no, I'm
trying to keep my green road score good, because it seems like everywhere I go I get bad green road scores. It's frustrating, so I have to try that today and see how it works, I guess. I like it when I go to like a place I'm delivering to and I don't have a ton of trucks around that, you know, I have to gauge myself on. Just kind of hauling to a place by myself. I enjoy that. But when there's like 10 or 15 trucks all in the same place, it's like, well, if one's going a little faster than you, by the end of the day, he's like, you know, right behind you if he was ahead of you. So I don't really like that. I like to go at my own pace, you know. I don't want to be in too much of a rush, because then I get bad green road scores and then I get yelled at. So it's frustrating. You try and tell that to my coworker and he doesn't care because he doesn't have a green road. So it's like, whatever, dude. Sorry, I'm yawning so much. I'm just a little tired this morning after working 16 hours yesterday. Trying to think what else I was going to tell you. There was something I was going to tell you about the middle of the day yesterday, but I can't remember. Oh, and then I pulled into one job to pick up that skid steer and that roller, and they had done all the manholes. They had set all the manholes, but they hadn't poured them yet. So there's like holes with the manholes set in there, and cones around it. And you can't drive over them because you'll pop a tire. You know, you break the manhole probably. I don't know. I've never. You don't want to run them over, but they're in the middle of the road and placed all over the place, and you got a trailer that's 53 foot long and you got to try and get it in there and around there and pick up your equipment you're supposed to pick up. It's kind of a pain. Oh, and I didn't have my keys yesterday. I didn't have my equipment keys. I have some keys on my key ring that with my car and my house keys, but I don't have all the keys for each equipment. It just has like John Deere and Cat and Komatsu is all. But luckily, the skid steer had its own key in it because it was a Gehl, G-E-H-L. I think they call it a Gehl, but yeah, luckily it had a key in it, so I was thankful for that once I got to it. What else to talk about? Yeah, that was kind of stressful yesterday because I didn't have my keys, and it's like, if you send me after this piece of equipment, I'm not going to be able to pick it up because I don't have my keys, you know. Send me after that piece, I won't be able to do it, you know. So I'm just stressing the whole time. My regular boss is on vacation. I've got another boss filling in for him right now. And it's kind of nice. Because my one boss kind of extrapolates things, you know. Kind of like the things I talked about in the first episode. Just how mixed mountains out of molehills. Whereas this guy doesn't really care. He's just here to do his job and go home. And I like that about him. He's pretty easygoing. But oh, maybe I was going to tell you about the ELDs. So we have electronic logging devices. And these electronic logging devices are... It's just a tablet in the truck. And they come out with a new part of it where we're going to put our inspection reports for the equipment in there. We're going to type it all out. So... I told them my ELD doesn't work, and you know what they said? They said, oh, that's the first we've heard of that. And it's like, no, I looked back through my text messages, and I told them in August, I told them in May, I told them all this stuff that it's not working. Probably ought to get it fixed. But, yeah, so. So they're all, oh, well, that's the first time we heard about it. And I told my regular boss, and I told his helper. And they're saying, oh, no, we didn't know about that. And it's like, just pull up a text message and throw a show them right here. I told you about all about it. So, yeah, fun stuff. It's frustrating when they say that, you know, they act like, oh, you've never told us this. Yeah, I have. Yes, I have. You just can't remember. Yeah. Then you're wishing that you would have set up on your phone like an automated text message that would send automatically to them once a week, you know, this is wrong, I'm going to send this out, you know, this is not fixed, you know, because you fill out like the inspection reports and a lot of times nothing gets fixed, so you tell them, you call them on the phone and you tell them, and then a couple weeks go by and, oh, we never heard about that, you never told us about that, yeah, baloney. I told you exactly about that. It's like you want a call recorder, you know, so you could say, yeah, I told you about that, and you said you were going to get it fixed, and you never did. But I've downloaded some call recorder apps before, and I've tried them, but they don't work. They don't work very well. I don't like that. It's like... Record the call. It'll record. Sorry, I keep yawning. It'll record my side, but it won't record their side, and that's really quite frustrating. So, thank y'all for listening, if you are listening. Journal. Out there, what the heck, if you want to listen to my weird stories every day, thank you for that. I know this probably won't interest everybody, for sure, it's just my life, but thanks for listening.